I met Smitty by chance.
I said, we have two problems on the island. We have a fishing problem, we have a drinking problem, you know? We like to fish and drink. Yo-ho, yo-ho, the pirate's life for me.
He was sitting on a bench with his golden retriever, Frisky. I told him that I was looking for a story. So he offered to show me around town.
Somebody's smoking some skunky weed, man. It's all legal in Catalina, you know?
Smitty is a 70-something red-faced sailor who wears a powdered wig. Well, he wears his natural hair, but it looks like one. He's the kind of stranger that you'd meet right outside the liquor store on Catalina Island, which is exactly where I found him. I considered that he might be an alcoholic, but he was drinking San Pellegrino, my personal beverage of choice, and so I felt inclined to trust him. At least enough to walk down the crowded block.
People will say, oh, such a nice dog. I say, yeah. You know, I said, you know what dog spells backwards? They go, yeah, God. I said, you know what? This dog's a lot like God.
I still have no idea what that means, but I was intrigued. Smitty was open, he seemed very unique, and so I thought I might learn something from him.
Redneck dog walking, you know, on a golf cart, on a golf course.
You've probably never heard of redneck dog walking before. I definitely haven't. It's when Smitty takes his golf cart on the golf course and lets Frisky run loose.
Oh, come on, just one deer. Oh, there's a fat squirrel, get it.
I don't usually associate golf courses with rednecks, but Smitty's from Missouri, and maybe they do things differently there.
Let's do two chicken, and then your chips and cheese.
Over tacos and some light preaching.
People don't go to hell for drinking. They don't, you know? They go to hell for not accepting Jesus, man.
He tells me about his life before Catalina.
You know, I've always worked for myself in some type of enterprise.
Smitty's had a lot of ideas. His most famous invention, Smitty's glass wax. One day, Smitty was waxing his boat, and he discovered that buffing oil cleans glass really, really well.
I got this stuff all over my glasses, and I cleaned my glasses. And I went, oh my gosh, my glasses are really, really clean.
And so he took the exact same formula, but repackaged it, rebranded it, and resold it. And today, Smitty's Glass Wax has 4.4 stars on Amazon. It's inventions like those that fund his retired lifestyle today. Smitty lives on his boat. It's not the same boat that inspired Smitty's Glass Wax, but I still wanted to see it. I was curious. So, one morning, he invited me aboard. It's really peaceful on the boat. You hear the bell tower every 15 minutes, but otherwise, it's mostly silent.
One thing that I really enjoy being out here, and that's watching all the wildlife, the fish in the water.
Smitty started out his visit by pulling out his acoustic guitar. Can you walk me through the inside of the cabin?
Yeah, but I have to kill you. I have to kill you first, man. It's amazing.
But eventually, Smitty agreed to show me around.
Okay. And then you enter at your own risk here. This is the garage. You don't want to see in the garage?
No, it seems like I don't.
Oh, no. That's the garage, okay?
But it feels like I'm not supposed to see this part of Smitty. The boat is called New Beginnings. Smitty bought it with his ex-wife 17 years ago. And at first, things started out well.
We thought it would be helpful, a new beginning.
There's a rule against renaming boats, but Smitty did it anyways.
So it was kind of fun for a while, and then it basically separated us. I don't know. There was some rift in the marriage, of 23 years. Man, it just got ugly so quick, so fast. It was unbelievable.
Now, New Beginnings feels like the trace of a last resort.
After last winter, I'm talking about the winter before last or whatever, that's where I wasn't going to stay again. But here I still am after, you know, the island sucked me in, you know. So it sucked me in.
Smitty is desperate to leave Catalina. He wants to get back into the dating scene.
I mean, what is my kiss of death on these stupid dating sites? Oh, I live on a boat. You live on a boat? Oh, you don't have a house? No. Bye.
But Smitty feels like he can't leave the island. Like his purpose is to stay here and help people who are struggling.
There's different things that signal me that, you know, like God wants me to help people.
But his mission isn't going well.
I'm tired of Catalina. Okay, I'm tired of things.
Smitty feels stuck, completely stuck. But the longer I spent with him, I realized that he wasn't captive to Catalina Island. He was really just captive to himself.
The beauty of our blue sky is the turquoise water.
I was about to leave the boat when Smitty read me the lyrics to a song he's written about Catalina.
Well, so what? Life's a mess. Join our club. Be happy. Think about the life of new beginnings.
As I sat and listened to Smitty's ballad, I felt for him.
It's a crying shame when your focus is found here. So seriously, have another beer and think about moving here.
When I first met Smitty, I was really excited because I thought I could learn a lot from him. And I did learn some things. I learned about redneck dog walking. I learned that buffing oil cleans glasses really well. And most importantly, I learned that a beautiful, idyllic environment like Catalina, where everyone smiles and says hi to you, can also feel like purgatory. For the Transom Story Workshop, this is Lawan Bouguenec on Catalina Island.